Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams, so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 nine-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
To middle 60s on Friday, chance for showers on Saturday, 60 to 65 degrees. Sunday, a taste of summer. Temperatures will be around 80 to 85. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
More clouds have rolled back in here, but we're still going to stick with partly sunny as the sun will return. 57 in the nation's capital.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up,
a major nightlife district gets an early bird curfew under an emergency order. At National Harbor, I'm John Dobin.
A busy day for former President Trump in person and for his attorneys, arguing that he has absolute presidential immunity.
Another university campus sees protests over Gaza. I'm Kate Ryan.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 320 points. It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Demonstrators are gathered outside the Supreme Court today, where justices are weighing whether former President Trump should be granted absolute immunity for January 6. CBS's Linda Kenyon has more from Washington.
The issue is whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. But Justice Neil Gorsuch said the case extends much further than that.
We're writing a rule for the ages.
He was speaking to prosecutor Michael Dreeben, who called blanket presidential immunity out of sync with the Constitution.
The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong.
But Trump attorney D. John Sauer argued if presidents are worried about criminal prosecution, they can do no right.
The outcome of this case could determine whether Trump faces a federal trial this year. Meantime, another day of testimony in Trump's hush money trial in New York, with former tabloid boss David Pecker answering to how he helped influence the 2016 election. Trump complaining again before court.
Every single expert, every legal scholar, every respected scholar, I said, this is no case. There is no case here. This is just a political witch hunt.
Testimony is expected to continue for a few more hours today. A blow to abuse victims today in New York, where the state's highest court overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. Tarana Burke is the Me Too movement's founder.
We are devastated for the survivors who are connected to this case and the survivors who had found some solace and catharsis in the original verdict around Harvey Weinstein.
Prosecutors say they plan to retry that case. More arrests, more clashes, more chaos at college campuses, where pro-Palestinian protests keep growing. CBS LA reporter Tom Waite is at USC.
Hey, let her go! Let her go!
Bottles thrown, officers pushing the crowd back with batons.
Arrests started soon after. Protesters who refused to leave the campus zip-tied a circle of officers standing guard.
More than 100 protesters were arrested at Emerson College in Boston overnight. At least two were cuffed and barred from campus at Princeton. The first cargo ship has passed through a newly opened deep water channel in Baltimore. It'd been stuck in the harbor since the Key Bridge collapse 4 weeks ago. The blades of the windmill on the famous Moulin Rouge in Paris fell overnight. It damaged part of the building, tore off three letters of the venue's sign. Those letters have since been replaced, and no one was hurt. The famous Can-Can show is expected to continue without any cancellations. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
2:03 on WTOP, April 25th, 2024. Got a cloudy Thursday going on the cool side, 60 in D.C. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour, changes are coming tomorrow for young people who want to hang out at a popular attraction in our region. And it follows a huge fight at National Harbor last weekend. WTOP's John Doman reports an emergency declaration in Prince George's County will mean a curfew for teenagers.
Kids 16 and under will have to be accompanied by an adult in National Harbor beginning at 5 p.m. this weekend under the order issued by County Executive Angela Alsobrooks.
We're not only doing this to protect National Harbor's businesses, residents, visitors, and the general public, but we're also acting proactively, working to protect the county's children.
As many as 800 teens may have been involved in fighting, looting, and drug use there last weekend.
We both said, what in the heck is going on?
Pat Mitchell and her husband watch from their apartment building there.
The police department is not a babysitter, not a babysitting organization, and neither is National Harbor, a place where you can just drop your kids off and understand it.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
204, we've been telling you the last few days about the increase in college campus protests over the Israel-Hamas war. Those protests have reached our region. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports on a walkout and rally at Georgetown University.
Selina Al-Shahabi with Students for Justice for Palestine helped organize the rally at Georgetown University. The students want the school to divest from companies that have contracts with Israeli defense interests. The group also wants a working group for Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students. Al-Shahabi says she lost two close relatives in the attacks on Gaza after October 7th.
And there was absolutely no support to support me through that hard time. There wasn't any mental health support.
A Jewish student who didn't want to be identified said she's pro-Israel, and she said while she doesn't feel physically unsafe on campus, it's her view that the protest adds to an unsafe environment for Jewish students at the school. In Georgetown, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Those Georgetown students then marched down M Street to George Washington University, where pro-Palestinian supporters are demonstrating on that campus as well. They have set up an encampment, and the word is from GW officials that they will have to take down that encampment by 7 o'clock this evening. Stay with WTOP for the latest.
205, Metro has approved its budget for next year. The transit agency will avoid any of the drastic service cuts it threatened back in December, but it is raising fares by 12.5%, as well as freezing wages for Metro employees. In July, the base fare will go up $2.25. The max will be $6.75. At today's board meeting, member Joe McAndrew called for the region to find a better funding model for Metro.
It's not perfect, and until there's a adequate funding source for WMATA long-term, it will never be perfect. So to that point, we've done our bit. We've got ourselves a year, maybe two, but the job's not done.
The budget depends on additional funding commitments from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, with both D.C. and Virginia still needing to approve their own budgets.
The first commercial ship has made its way through the deeper channel near the collapsed Key Bridge site in Baltimore. This happened earlier today. Other container ships have followed. A limited number of commercial ships will use the 35-foot deep channel between now and next Tuesday to leave the port of Baltimore, where several of them have been stuck since the huge container ship hit the bridge a month ago, causing most of the Key Bridge to collapse. The Coast Guard and captain of the ports will decide which ships and how many will use the deeper channel. The limited access channel will close again next week as crews continue the recovery and salvage work. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to reopen the 50-foot deep channel by the end of May.
The Washington Commanders make a major announcement today ahead of tonight's NFL draft. Seven-time Pro Bowler and Hall of Famer Darryl Green will have his jersey retired during the 2024 season. He is considered to be one of the greatest players in the history of the franchise, winning two Super Bowls before retiring back in 2002. Green joined Sonny Jurgensen, Bobby Mitchell, Sammy Ball, and Sean Taylor as the only Washington players to receive the honor.
Good for him. Coming up in Money News here on WTOP.
A big restaurant chain tells its employees, hands off the chicken. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Experience the DC Boat Show on May 3rd through 5th at National Harbor with more than 200 boats and a wide array of boating vendors. Special VIP tickets are available that include parking, a VIP suite, delicious food and specialty drinks, a one-hour boat ride on the Potomac by the monuments, and more. Enjoy live music and a chance to see the latest sale on powerboats and new boating technology up close. Visit DCBoatShows.com to purchase tickets. That's DCBoatShows.com.
208.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th. We say good afternoon to Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
Good afternoon. And Kramer, we've got a boatload of work zones out there. Beltway, inner outer loop near Georgetown Pike. Right lane blocked. Outer loop slow south of the spur. Inner loop on the brakes north of 7. Outer loop should clear soon. 395 southbound. It was a crash near Washington Boulevard. That's out of the way. But the work beyond Glebe Road heading for King Street still blocking a lane. And long delays on 95, especially in Prince William County. Southbound, the right lane blocked near the truck scales. Northbound on 95, it was the left lane reported blocked beyond Dumfries near the truck rest area. And again, traffic is jammed badly out of Quantico. In fact, both ways on I-95 between Dale City and Dumfries with work zones both ways. 66 westbound heavy in Arlington. So far, so good beyond the Beltway. In Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound traffic slow through Laurel near 197. Left lane gets by the recurring work. Southbound Route 4 near Suitland Parkway had a lane blocked. That usually wraps up around 2 o'clock. 270, free-flowing traffic through Rockville, Germantown, and Clarksburg. All's well on 50 at the Bay Bridge. D.C., 295, northbound very slow into northeast. Work zone on the right near Eastern. And northwest, Canal Road at Arizona Avenue. In and outbound delays. At last report, the crew was blocking the inbound left turn lane, so you're under flagger direction at Arizona Avenue on Canal. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for a rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
And let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Skies continue to brighten through the remainder of the afternoon. Temperatures on the cool side, only in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Partly cloudy this evening and into the overnight 40s by early tomorrow morning. 62 to 65 for your high on Friday with plenty of sunshine. Scattered showers on Saturday, highs in the 60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin at the First Alert Weather Center.
We have clouds, some peaks of sunshine, 60 in Arlington, 59 Lanham, 56 in Gaithersburg, all brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP's Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. And let's say hello to Jeff Claybaugh.
Economic growth slowed to a nearly two-year low last quarter, the government's first estimate. On first quarter economic growth puts GDP at an annual rate of just 1.6%. That was much slower than expected. The market's reaction today has been sharp. The Dow is currently down 338 points, not quite 1%. At one point this morning, the Dow is down nearly 700 points. The S&P 500 is now down 21. The Nasdaq's down 98, trimming both those losses to about 0.5%. Big win for Nashville. Oracle now says its planned 1.2 million square foot campus in Nashville will serve as its world headquarters. It'll also bring 8,500 jobs to Nashville. Oracle moved its headquarters from Redwood City, California to Austin just 4 years ago. One perk to working at a restaurant is free or discounted meals. New rule for Chipotle employees, no chicken. It has told workers not to put chicken on their own meals because of surging customer demand and limited supply. Chipotle brought back its chicken al pastor recently, and it's turned out to be extremely popular. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Save at Whole Foods Market. Get boneless, skinless chicken breast value packs with no antibiotics ever for 25% off with Prime through April 30th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Coming up, former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein gets a new trial in his rape case out of New York. We're going to dig into what happened with the appeal. The CBS News legal analyst, 212.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
And later this hour,
a Maryland college a cappella team hits the Big Apple to compete in the global finals. I'm Jason Fraley.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
As the days get warmer, you're breaking out the short sleeves and flip-flops. And Mother Nature's breaking out the thunderstorms. Know what to expect with weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on WTOP, Washington's top news.
2:15, I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for joining us.
There's been a huge development today in the New York case against former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. The 72-year-old was convicted in 2020 of rape in that state and sentenced to 23 years in prison. But today, New York's highest court threw out the conviction and ordered a new trial. The ruling comes after the court ruled that trial, which launched the Me Too movement, was prejudiced against him with improper rulings, including letting women testify about allegations that were not part of the case.
Well, joining us now to better understand this ruling, CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, great to have you back. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean and Ann.
You know, one of the questions we have is why would prosecutors have risked having those women testify in the first place if it would have jeopardized the whole case getting tossed out on appeal?
It's a really great question. You know, when it was over, Sean, I thought to myself, this thing could actually get overturned. But remember the time. That was the real heat of the Me Too movement. And, you know, you could do no wrong. He had already been the subject of features in the New York Times, the New Yorker, New York Magazine. He could not have been the more demonized man in America. And so nobody was going to question it. But there is an evidentiary rule. None of my students ever think it makes sense. And I'm sure your audience listeners are going to feel the same way. It's called evidence of prior bad acts, which says that you can't introduce evidence of either convictions or arrests or bad things that you've done because the jury will think that the word is used propensity. That means if you have shoplifted six times before, you can't introduce evidence in the next shoplifting case of the six priors. Now, most people would say, what do you mean? You got to have to, the jury has to hear that. And the answer is no, because the jury will immediately assume this was the seventh time. And their job is to evaluate the facts of this case. So they piled on with a lot of women. And the argument was that the New York Court of Appeals said, yeah, but was there enough evidence to convict for the three women who were the actual complaining witnesses? Not the another 97 who came forward, but the facts that were presented to the jury about the three whose stories really mattered most.
Thane, it is extremely traumatic for women or men to relive their abuse in court and face their attackers. How hard is it going to be for prosecutors to try and get the women back to testify in this case?
Really hard, right? You're quite right. I mean, people forget, you know, especially in sexual assault cases, women historically, you know, sometimes didn't press charges because they didn't want to be the subject of that kind of torment and scrutiny. Remember, there's also the case in Los Angeles. So there's, you know, there's that looming as well. I would be very surprised that the prosecutors didn't bring the case again. Remember, they could always use another three people, right? They don't have to use those three. You had a number of people that came forward. As long as it happened in New York State, it's a criminal matter for New York State. So I'm not sure that they would run out of complaining witnesses. But you're right, Anne. It's asking a lot to relive that experience. And again, in a very different era where the Me Too movement is not center of mind.
Thane, thanks so much for helping us understand. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Quick look at the top stories we're working on for you here at WTOP.
Starting tomorrow, a curfew for teenagers is going into effect at National Harbor in Prince George's County. Comes after a huge fight there last weekend.
Hours of testimony before the Supreme Court on whether or not former President Trump is immune from criminal prosecution in the election interference case.
Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead.
It is 2:19. A little late to the traffic center, Dave Dildine.
A little more than a little late if you're on I-95 in Prince William County. It is work zones there in Virginia. Northbound, it's the right lane that was blocked. Actually, it was the left lane that was blocked north of Dumfries. Backup begins in Quantico. Southbound on 95, lifting the lane closure, but the right lane was blocked near the Dale City truck scales. That is flowing a little bit better now, southbound on 95. On 66, westbound traffic is heavy out of Arlington. And then beyond the Beltway, you're moving well so far. Interloop traffic slow, 7 past 267. The right lane coned off. Outer loop, all lanes are open there in McLean, but delays remain back near the American Legion Bridge and River Road. All lanes open on the outer now. Canal Road at Arizona Avenue, flagging a work zone at the intersection. Slow outbound until crews wrap up. Other side of town, DC 295, northbound backed up. Work zone between Burroughs and Eastern had the right side blocked. Maryland, BW Parkway, southbound near 197. Might be picking up the work zone, but still down to single file until the last cone gets plucked. Beat the clock this Saturday, 9 a.m. for Ashley's biggest discount and save up to 30% off your furniture purchase. This Saturday at Ashley, visit homestores.homes for participating locations near you. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's check in with 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Moving through the remainder of the afternoon, plenty of sunshine, temperatures on the cool side, considering the time of year, only in the mid-50s to lower 60s, thanks to northeasterly wind at just around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Passing clouds this evening and into the overnight in the 40s by early tomorrow morning. 62 to 65 with plenty of sunshine on Friday. Scattered showers on Saturday. It's not going to be a washout. 60 to 65 for a high. Temperatures in the 80s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, we have clouds, a little bit of sunshine. 59 Bethesda, 60 on the National Mall, all brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET.
Coming up on WTOP, why having a bigger brain doesn't mean you are a smarter person. 221.
Hello, saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages, longshoremen or small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
This is WTOP News.
223.
Well, the USDA has announced some big changes this week to what's in your kids' school lunch. WTOP's Mike Morello found one area school system that's happy to see the nutritional guidelines change.
We are excited about the direction these new rules bring our school nutrition programs.
Liz Leach is director of food and nutritional services for Montgomery County Public Schools. The new guidelines places limits that'll kick in by 2027 when it comes to added sugar in meals. She says MCPS is already meeting the requirements for milk and cereal. As for yogurt,
we actually started tasting reduced sugar yogurt this school year. We didn't tell the students, of course, that it had less sugar in it. We just asked them if they liked it or not.
And that yogurt will be served later this year. As for the cutting of salt, eventually by 30%, Leach appreciated the phased-in approach, but says that will require more funding from the federal government.
We're going to be working towards more speed-scratch food, and to do that, we want to continue buying really high-quality food.
Mike Morillo, WTOP News.
Well, we have some new information this afternoon that while our brains may be getting bigger, we aren't necessarily getting smarter.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
All right, George Wallace is here. Lots of football news today, including the retirement of a number that seemed like it should have happened a long time ago.
Agreed, yes. Darryl Green, number 28, will be retired by the Burgundy and Gold, become the fifth number to be retired by the franchise, joining Sonny Jurgensen, Bobby Mitchell, Sammy Ball, Sean Taylor. Those are the other four. The seven-time Pro Bowler played his entire career in D.C., won two Super Bowl rings, and was pretty steady on that those Joe Gibbs teams back in the 80s and early 90s. So a well-deserved honor for Darryl Green, the Hall of Famer. He gets his number retired. So now you always love, you do something like this, then you always love to talk about what's next. Who's going to be next? So you figure there are other numbers that are going to be coming because It seems like Josh Harris wants to do this, which is good.
That's good.
So now that'll be the fun part. Who's going to be next?
Yeah. So, I'm thinking 44.
I am too.
Yeah. Okay.
I think 44 and then 81 should be up there.
I think we got it right there.
So, okay, good. Well, then hey, all you do is call us and ask us.
Josh, give us a call. We'll let you know.
All right, draft night today. They may want to call us about the draft too, see who we should select tonight.
Why not?
That's we're on a roll. The second overall pick the Commanders have tonight. The draft starts at 8 o'clock from Detroit, and then we'll be out in Ashburn this evening for when they do make that selection. All signs point to Jaden Daniels, but you never know. Lots of things can happen between now and the time that they're on the clock. Nationals conclude the series with the Dodgers this afternoon.